Iowa Workforce Development Director Teresa Whalert says her agency had 9 investigators in 2010. 5 took early retirement, leaving fewer investigators to look into fraudulent claims or overpayments to laid-off workers. Whalert says she's not worried about how much fraud occurred while staff was reduced because Iowa keeps track of cases longer than the federal government requires.
Even though the federal law cuts things off at 3 years, we in Iowa do go the extra step, so we will continue to be investigating fraud cases for at least 10 years in the rears as we do overpayments.
Whalert says new investigators are gradually being hired and staff will be beyond full strength by February. The agency also announced that unemployment taxes employers pay went down this year because of Iowa's improving economy. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.